Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
They're playing basketball.
Oh, my goodness. Benson in traffic. Had two men on him. He poured it through anyway. We are tied up. Tied up. 7-6-5. Duke Orange. They clear out for it. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer! At the buzzer, it counts! And Versailles dips in a 67-65 on a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about ScoresBroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Orange in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. We didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. It's intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkins Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly, 4-4 right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in.
The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Lauderdale here in the third quarter.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes, that's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammie McElnatty fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10, down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score, maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line, behind the back pass. Layup, good! Rontez Roberts! Rontez Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Woo! Wow! Good afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Troy High School, set to bring you coverage of another girls' District 4 final between Fort Loramie and Cedarville. We had a contest earlier today on scoresbroadcast.com. A game played at 11 o'clock this morning, another girls' Division 4 district final, won by Tri-Village over Rushi by a final score of 53-42. Covington won the middle game over Legacy Christian by 12. Thus, the winner of this game between Fort Loramie and Cedarville will take on Covington in a regional semifinal set for 6:15 next Thursday at Vandalia Butler. And the winner of tonight's game between Minster and Fort Recovery up at Wapentetta will meet Tri-Village in another regional semifinal on Thursday evening at Vandalia Butler. A couple of 20-5 teams get set to hook up. It's Fort Loramie against Cedarville. Two contrasting styles, Chuck, in terms of scoring. Fort Loramie with 5 young ladies averaging between 7 and 9 points a game. Nobody in double figures. And the go-to gal for Cedarville at 20 points a game is Izzy Bolender, 5'10" tall. She'll be the young lady head coach Carla Siegel's Fort Loramie team will spy on all afternoon long.
Well, they need to keep her out of the lane. They need to keep her off the free throw line. They can't pick up a bunch of fouls. I'm almost going to guarantee you that Loramie is going to sub a lot more than Cedarville is going to today, which is the way that Carla Siegel has always coached her team. Loramie plays great defense. We're going to see if Cedarville's seen anything quite like this during the season.
That's a good point. Been talking with head coach Carla Siegel about an hour ago. She said, we've got to fluster, we've got to frustrate, we've got to bother, upset Bolender for Cedarville. Can't let her get in the 20s, that's for sure.
Right.
Fort Loramie will win this game with defense first. If the Redskins are sinking a few jump shots, you never know. This could be a lopsided contest. It'll be up to Bolender for Cedarville to keep her club in it. Chuck, we've liked what we've seen so far here at this Troy District Tournament today. Whiteman, a special player for Covington. And how about Tri-Village, a quartet of sophomores who start, and they were all good in leading the Patriots to victory over the Rushi Raiders.
Well, we have seen a lot of underclassmen that are just going to be so much better even next year. Tri-Village had a bunch of them. The junior you talked about for Whiteman for Covington, and then there was a freshman for Legacy Christian that just lost, and she had 22 points, and she is going to be a special player too. So there's a lot of youngsters here that I've been watching today that we don't have to worry about exciting basketball for the next few years covering girls basketball.
Right. Rushi had just 2 seniors on its entire varsity roster, and you look down the Fort Loramie group, And, wow, Chuck, you see just four seniors, two of whom do not play a lot, in Grace Ruenkamp and Heather Eilerman. Of course, Abby Holdhouse and Hattie Meyer do play quite a bit, but Rushi and Fort Loramie will return the bulk of their rosters next year. We know how young Tri-Village is. Covington's got some young athletes on its team. Some of the same clubs with similar personnel could be right back here in the district next year here at Troy.
That's kind of the way it's been since I've been doing this, though. It just seems like one team will play. And girls in girls basketball, it seems like the younger ones, if they're good athletes, can go in and play right away. You don't see a ton of freshman boys that can go out and dominate like you see freshman girls dominate. And I think it's a maturity thing. I'm not trying to knock guys, because I am one. But I think there's a maturity thing with girls that makes them better at that age.
I mentioned the well-roundedness, the balance in terms of scoring for the Fort Loramie girls. Marissa Myron continues to lead the team at 9.8 points a game. Fort Loramie does not have a player in double digits. Rarely does a player score double digits in any single game. Kennedy Gebhardt is at 8.2. Kenzie Holscher, 7.8. Taylor Ratterman, 7.2. Abby Holdhouse at 7. And in brief playing time late in the season here in the tournament, Dana Rose, a freshman, is at 6 a game. Jaden Putoff, outstanding freshman as well. We expect probably 10 young ladies to be on the floor by the end of the first quarter for Fort Loramie.
First quarter, first half for sure. I always do some asterisks to people I want to talk about, and I got about seven of them here for Fort Loramie. Kennedy Gebhardt and Taylor Ratterman, both sophomores, both sharpshooters. I've not seen them have a game where both of them were really on. It was usually either one or the other. If they're both on, they're going to be unstoppable. Kenzie Holscher, I want to be her agent. That young lady's a freshman, and she is going to absolutely be the next real star for Fort Loramie basketball. Jaden Putoff, another freshman you talked about. And then let's talk about Abby Holdhouse. She will probably be the key for how far they can make a run. She has really become a good 15 to 17 foot shooter, and she is outstanding. And then Marissa Myring, coming off that severe knee surgery injury that she had last year that stopped her freshman year, I think now is where she's almost to the point where she's playing as well as she did, as mobily as she did as a freshman.
Here's the real rub in this game today between Fort Loramie and Cedarville. Fort Loramie is giving up 33 points a game. Cedarville is scoring 53 points a game. That's a 20-point difference. Who's going to win out? Fort Loramie's defense, Cedarville's offense. Izzy Bolender is an outstanding player. She's a 58% shooter from the floor. 20.2 points a game, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. She is pushing 1,900 career points at Cedarville. It's going to be an interesting matchup. You know Fort Loramie is going to pressure, make it difficult for Cedarville to even get the offense underway.
Absolutely. If Cedarville gets to their average today, Fort Loramie's in trouble, because Fort Loramie I don't think is going to score in the 50s.
No.
But they do have the ability to hold them bound. Someone with that kind of stats, that the rebounding, the assists, you know, the steals, and that's over a career. I'm anxious to watch her play. I want to see what she can do.
Fort Loramie shoots free throws at a 64% clip. Cedarville at 73. Wow. So the Indians shoot the ball at the stripe extremely well. Head coach is Josh Mason, second year as head coach at Cedarville. He spent a year as varsity assistant and a year as the head JV coach before taking on the varsity responsibility. He is a UC graduate, teaches math at Cedarville Middle School. He has done a fine job. Cedarville was right here last year in the district and took a solid Tri-Village team right down to the wire. That game wasn't decided until about a minute and a half to go. So Cedarville gave a good account of itself in March of 2017 and is right back here again today, drawing a different assignment versus Fort Loramie.
Well, they're playing tradition today. And, I mean, I know Tri-Village has been good recently, but it seemed like every year they get to the regional and Fort Loramie would be the team to knock them out.
Right.
Loramie is a standard that every other Division IV school in the area and quite honestly in the state wants to, they want to attain the same that where Fort Loramie has been.
One common opponent, Fort Loramie played West Liberty Salem in its opener. Redskins won to 19. Cedarville defeated West Liberty Salem by 3 about midway through the regular season. Cedarville has not played the depth or quality of schedule that Fort Loramie has competed against. No question about that. Fort Loramie's got losses to Tip, to New Bremen, to Minster, to Versailles. Very stringent.
That's
schedule.
An amazing yeah. group of losses there.
Yeah. And, of course, Rushi late in the year, when the Lady Raiders played one of their best games, if not their best, in the entire campaign. Cedarville has not gone up against foes like that, just no comparison. And we'll see what impact that has. It may tell over the course of the game. Starting lineups being introduced for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Kennedy Gebhart, Taylor Ratterman, Patty Meyer, Abby Holdhouse, and Marissa Myring. Those are the young ladies in the opening five. Abby at 5'10", and obviously everybody shorter. It is not a big team. Cedarville and Bolender. She is at 5'10". They will start Celeste Rucker at a post position. She is a 5'11 senior. So clearly the height advantage to Cedarville here this afternoon.
And that's probably typical. I don't think there's too many teams this year that Loramie was bigger than.
Yeah, the Redskins have looked up to some players on the other side of the floor in terms of height, have not looked up to them in terms of the ability to compete.
No, you're never going to see a Fort Loramie team as long as Carla Siegel's there.
Right.
It is not going to go out there and play incredibly hard. They love her and they play for her.
Cedarville's opening five, Sammy Butel, a 5'3 senior guard. Izzy Bolender, 5'10 senior, in excess of 20 points a game. Maggie Coe, a 5'5 junior guard, is at 9 points a game. 6 foot Kaylee Cyphers, a junior, also starts with Celeste Rucker at 5'11. I'm not sure that we'll see Rucker, Coe, and Bolender, those three tall young ladies on the floor for very long in Cedarville's attempt to match the quickness of Fort Loramie. But it is interesting that head coach Josh Mason of Cedarville does go with an extremely tall and bulky opening five against the feisty little Fort Loramie Redskins.
Well, I'll be excited to see what they do defensively, how they come out. If they're planning on playing zone, this might be a nice lineup. If they're going to play man-to-man, it might be a little tougher for them to compete.
Bolender and Holdhouse jump it up. Fort Loramie wins the tap. Redskins in the road black. Red numerals outlined in white. Redskins have the ball to her right. Cedarville going from right to left on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. Deep in the left corner, it is Kennedy Gebhart with the ball for Fort Loramie. Out on top she goes. Hands it off outside the arc on the left to Holdhouse. Holdhouse enters the paint. Fort Loramie very patient in this first offensive set. 35 seconds have been played. Here's Myring, took a pass through the bottom of the key in the right corner and then challenged the taller Coe in the lane. And had the ball smacked away. Cedarville at the offensive end. Coe collides with Kennedy Gebhart. No harm done, no foul. 25 feet out at Cyphers. Cyphers gives it up deep in the right corner to Bolender, who starts a drive, leans in, and hits an 8-footer.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a nice whirl. Got herself into the lane and stayed balanced.
Oh, that was smooth. Cedarville 2, Fort Loramie nothing. Opening a minute 15. Gebhart, top of the circle for Fort Loramie. Gives it up on the arc to Ratterman, who overshoots a 25-footer. Rebound on the inside by Holdhouse. Blocked from behind, but a foul. It's on Bolender. And keep count of the personals on her. Cedarville cannot afford to sit her down.
They called that on Cyphers.
Oh, they did?
Yep, she was in front. Cyphers fouled her from behind.
It was not on 14, Bolender. It was on the 6-footer, Kaylee Cyphers. A junior, Nonetheless, the height of Cedarville picks up one foul early on. Abby Holdhouse swishes the first free throw as she was clobbered in the act of shooting. The second one dances around, and it drops. And we're tied at two. And then Cedarville can't handle Fort Laramie's pressure and throws it away. Intercepted at midcourt. Deep in the right corner, Gebhardt around two players into the lane as a teammate coming in from the opposite side of the court and bounced it out of bounds.
Yeah, she was open, and that was a tough pass. But so far, I like the fact they're putting it on the floor and going around the bigger girls. That's going to pay dividends here in a little bit.
5'11", Celeste Rucker helps bring the ball down the floor for Cedarville. Here's a handoff to a teammate. It's Bolender, who glides into the lane. It rolls off the rim. Bodies fly on the board attempt, and let's see what's been called. I think a foul on Fort Laramie.
Yeah, Meyer went ahead and just kind of shoved her, and unfortunately, with Bolender laying on the ground, they all went to the floor.
Free throws here for Cedarville, and it is pumped up and in by Kaylee Cyphers, right on the money. As I mentioned in the pregame, Cedarville shoots fouls superbly. Well over 70%. Approaching 75 on the year. And here are two shots drained quite calmly by Kaylee Cyphers. And Cedarville leads 4-2. Nearly 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Kenzie Holscher in the game now for Fort Laramie. She, too, averaging 7 points a game plus. Ball knocked out of bounds near side of the court by Celeste Rucker of Cedarville. Holdhouse will trigger it in play. Abby looking, trying to find a teammate, sends it into backcourt to Taylor Radiman. Radiman crossover dribble, gives it up near side, on the play to Holdhouse, 25 feet out. Now it's rotated far wing. Here's a baseline drive of the Redskins. Looks like a shove committed to Cedarville. No whistle. Fort Laramie player was knocked off her stride. Shot was no good. Cedarville came down the floor in a jiffy and popped a long one from Bolender. Missed everything. A scrap for the loose ball, and Cedarville comes out of there with it. Outside the arc on the left, it's Maggie Coe, who took a little jab step and is called for walking.
Yeah, started throw a pass that wasn't open, and she took an extra step.
4-2, Cedarville, 5:34 to go here in the opening quarter. Midcourt, Ratterman for Fort Laramie. Dribbling against Maggie Coe, gave it up, got it back. Ratterman down the right side of the lane, falls to the ground. Floor a bit slippery right there. A jump ensues, and the arrow says it's possession Cedarville.
I have trouble with that call. You're on the ball, and they come over top of you and dive on you to tie it up. That's a foul.
Yes. Yep, I'd agree. Unless somehow, some way, you miss the body of the Fort Laramie player and get all ball with your hands.
And they did not.
No. Here's Maggie Coe between the rings for Cedarville. Goes opposite, then gets it back. Head of the key, it's Rucker. Rucker puts it on the deck. She's tough to guard. She's off balance in the lane, out of control. No foul, a lot of contact. And she simply muffed it. It went out of bounds to Fort Laramie.
That was a good no call, because all she did was kind of bowl her way down the lane, and she got herself off balance and out of control.
4-2, Cedarville. We played 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Outside the arc on the left, it's firing open. Player low on the right. Holscher pitching and scoring. Well done by Fort Laramie.
Nice back screen that time.
We're tied at 4. 4:40 left to go opening quarter. Dribbling down the right side quickly. It's Maggie Coe into the lane to Rucker. Turnaround, left hand fadeaway. Got it. Nice shot. Celeste Rucker of Cedarville. 6-4 Indians. Redskins over the timeline. Hattie Meyer on the bounce. Hattie crosses over, goes outside the arc on the left to Gebhardt. Gives it up near wing, right corner Myring. Myring looks for the player posting up down inside. Here's a long two tried by Gebhardt straight away, clanged off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Cedarville. Bolender on the march. Looky here, 27-foot three-point shot by Maggie Coe off the mark. Rebound Fort Laramie. Holscher down the floor to Gebhardt. Drives to the left corner. Foul on the play against Cedarville. Two free throws coming. Boy, I like Kennedy's decisiveness right there. She took it to the cup instantly.
Even against the size inside, they're not going to back away. They're going right to the basket, being very aggressive offensively.
Free throw, Gebhardt, Fort Loramie, swish. 6-5, Cedarville up. 3:49 to go, first quarter. Wholesale changes for the Redskins. Holdhouse, who'd been out briefly, is back in. Kenzie Holscher's on the floor. Second foul shot, Kennedy Gebhardt. In the air, all net again. We're tied at 6. Here comes Maggie Coe over the timeline, meets resistance at center court, loops it down the right side to Bolander. It's wide off her fingertips. She can't control.
As she started to catch the pass, she was trying to look to see where she was going to throw it, took her eye off the ball for a second.
Yeah.
It happens.
3:40 left to go opening quarter. Hattie Miner sits down for Fort Loramie.
Rassman's in.
Yep. Alyssa Rassman steps on the floor. Cedarville in the home white, red numbers trimmed in black. Here's a wild pass by Fort Loramie's Miring from 25 feet away from the basket. She entered the post with it on a bounce right to a Cedarville player. No one was home for Fort Loramie. Here's a weave 20 feet away by Cedarville. Ellie Coe in now, a 5'3 freshman. And we've got a high dribble out front with Cedarville as a result of a Fort Loramie foul. 6 apiece, 3:14 left to go here in the opening period. Ball lobbed to Maggie Coe in backcourt for Cedarville. Dribbling down the right side against Ratterman. Cedarville tries to go opposite, giving Bolander an opportunity for a screen, but the pass was too hasty and behind her.
Yep, bad pass.
Miscues for both teams. Last few possessions. Foul line extended right. It's Kenzie Holscher for Fort Loramie. In the lane. Better get out of it. She does in time. Here's a long three-point shot by Gebhardt of Fort Loramie. Around and out to the left. And the board is snared by Cedarville. Still tied at 6 with 2:40 left in the opening period. Cedarville on a weave out back. It goes to Bolander. She's doubled 30 feet away. Good job of the Redskins.
Wow.
Bolander splits them right down the lane. Left-hander, scooper to the rim. No, but a foul.
She went behind her back, threw a double team, and got to the rim. That was pretty impressive.
It looked like she was hemmed in a good 30 feet away from the hoop. And she managed to squirt her way out of trouble, got all the way to the basket, tagged on the arm, 2 free throws. The first is dead center. 7-6 Cedarville, 2:31 to go, first quarter. Rassman on the floor for Fort Loramie along with Myron. Alyssa 43 and Marissa is 42. Say that real fast. As many times as you can in 10 seconds. Quickly left corner after 2 makes by Bolander. Fort Loramie's got the ball down by a bucket, 8-6. We approach the 2-minute mark late in the first. Here is Rassman deep in the right corner. Out on top to Ratterman, who fakes right, goes left. Lobs it into the left corner to a teammate. Then Myring flips it back outside. Near side to Holdhouse. Here's a pass broken up by Cedarville. And then Cedarville is a little hasty at midcourt, dropped it and threw it over and back, did the Indians. 8-6 Cedarville, a minute 54 to go in the first quarter. This Cedarville team, Chuck, in addition to Bolander, has got a supporting cast that knows what it's doing.
Yeah, I'm impressed with their defense.
Ratterman between the rings for Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the left. Redskins are boxed in 25 feet away. Then they get it out of trouble. It goes to Rassman, now to Myring, right side of the floor. Ratterman straight away. A minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Fort Loramie down 2, 8-6. Here's Rassman. Baseline right. Jump shot, Fort Loramie. Good! Nice looking 17-footer for the Redskins.
Rose.
That was knocked down by Rose, who's seen a lot of action late in the season here in the tournament. Wow! Whew, what a comeback by Cedarville. Off balance, 10-footer in the paint. But Kaylee Cyphers, you talk about an acrobatic move. Looked like she was going to spin to the ground off her feet and flipped it up there with one hand. Rose on the floor now for Fort Loramie. the outstanding freshman. Here's Holdhouse, foul line extended left, 18-footer, strong, no good. Rebound Cedarville, 48 ticks left on the clock in the first. Long throw to Rucker. Rucker into the paint, left-hander, up and in. She crawled that one over the rim. Cedarville's up four. Rose meets resistance at midcourt for Fort Loramie. Ball rolls all the way into backcourt. Radiman finds it, and she's hooked on the play by Rucker. 31.6 to go in the first. Fort Loramie in a real scrap, down to four, 12-8. Kenzie Holscher on the floor for Fort Loramie. Rose got a very good field goal for the Redskins. Cedarville managed to fight the ball loose on Fort Loramie's possession when the score was 10-8. And Rucker made a nifty shot in the paint. She stands 5'11". Bolander's at 5'10". Kaylee Cyphers is at 6'. 13 seconds to go in the period. Kennedy Gebhardt down the lane for Fort Loramie. A little lift on that shot. It goes in. 8 seconds left. Long throw Cedarville. Ball loose below the basket. Fort Loramie claws it away with two to go in the period. And that's it. Cedarville denied points its last trip down the floor. Indians 12, Redskins 10. On scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timberman, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Here's Marissa Myring starting off the second quarter for Fort Loramie. Below the foul line, a 12-foot jumper. She tried to bank it. It curled out no good. The rebound tipped over the end line by the Redskins. Cedarville ball up two, 15 seconds into quarter number two. Long throw down the floor to Bolander. Bolander 25 feet away. Gives it up to Maggie Coe. The Cedarville four, in addition to Bolander, compliment her very well. And right there is an example. Maggie Coe, 5 feet, 5 inches tall, a junior, just under 10 points a game, has just sunk a long three-pointer, 15-10 Cedarville. Here's a drive by Gebhardt of the Redskins. She's bodied in the paint. The ball pops up in the air. It's loose. A player for Cedarville gets undercut. Foul called. Gebhardt, Fort Loramie. 7:10 to go, second quarter. Redskins down 15-10. Chuck, not having seen Cedarville, I did know all about Bolander, knew nothing about the other four young ladies, but they do a nice job supporting the leading scorer, Bolander, 20 points a game.
Well, I'm impressed with the defense. They've got a lot of size inside, like we talked about.
Yep.
Loramie's going to have to hit some perimeter shots to be able to loosen that up a little bit.
Indians just fired a pass cross court, went out of bounds. Here's Fort Loramie entering it. Gebhardt to Holscher right in front. 8 foot banker, no, got it back and stuck it in. Good play. Kenzie Holscher, persistence on the board for Fort Loramie. 15-12 in favor of Cedarville. Here come the Indians up the floor. Sammy Butel, a 5'3 senior guard, has it outside the arc on the left. Now she enters the lane. We've got a reach in against Fort Loramie. team foul situation. 5 on Fort Loramie, 3 on Cedarville.
That was on Myring. That's going to be her first.
Baseline, right of the basket. Butel enters. Deep in the right corner, Bolander. Checking her, Gebhardt. Bolander stops on a dime. High arching 18-foot fadeaway. Long, no good. Weak side rebound, Ratterman of Fort Loramie. So far, Bolander's taken a few shots that I don't think any other player on the floor would take. She's missed them. In the lane, Holscher can't connect from 8 feet. Got it back. Threw it left wing to Gebhardt. Three-pointer short. Rebound on the deck. We got a scrum and a jump. Arrow Cedarville. 6:03 left in the first half. 15-12 Indians. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Dana Rose back on the floor, guarding on the perimeter for Fort Loramie, the freshman. Here's a sloppy pass by Cedarville. Loose on the deck. Picked up by the Redskins. Lead out to Gebhardt. She drives against two players. Misfire, no good. Rebound down to Cedarville. Tough shot for Gebhardt. Pretty good defense by the Indians. Dribbling baseline right. It's Maggie Coe. Sends it out back to the jump shooter, Sidney Wright, a junior, in off the bench for the Indians, and she threw it up there and missed everything. It went out of bounds.
Yeah, it was a good defense that time. She probably should have pulled that out.
Redskins holding their own, defending Cedarville and Bolander, but Fort Loramie's got only 12 points in the first nearly 11 minutes of the game. Cedarville pressuring, causing an errant throw. Quickly down the floor in the lane, it's Rucker for Cedarville. A fadeaway, seven-footer, hit the heel, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Outlet to Rose, now to Ratterman. You're right, Chuck. Redskins need to sink a few jump shots. That'll loosen things up on the interior. Rose straight away. Goes to Jaden Putoff, who's in now. Telegraph pass, Bolander on the intercept. She's got a gimme at the other end. 2 points for her. 17-12 Cedarville. Fort Loramie down the floor. Gebhardt deep in the right corner. Rose. Rose behind the arc. Now Gebhardt 25 feet away. Gebhardt on the bounce. Veers to the left. Comes back near side to Ratterman. Ratterman looks for help. Goes to Rose. Left side pass to Putoff. Straight away it's Holdhouse. 25 feet out now, Gebhardt darts into the lane, goes baseline right to Rose, 17-footer strong, no good, loose ball rebound, scraped off the hardwood by Cedarville. Quickly down the floor, Ellie Coe finds Rucker out in front, she's got the gimme, breakaway layup, two easy ones in succession for Cedarville, which has Fort Loramie in trouble. 19-12, Redskins are down halfway through the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee, Troy High School. The 3rd of 3 girls Division IV district championships here today. And Fort Loramie is behind by 7 points, 19-12, to a Cedarville team, which is playing very well.
Well, let's see if they can do, because Rucci had a 7-point lead about this spot in the first game, and they ended up getting thumped.
Yeah, sure did. That's a good point, Chuck. Rucci was up 21-14 over Tri-Village midway through the second quarter. and then got blitzed. Fell behind by as many as 16 points with about 2.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Lost by 11. Here's Fort Loramie out of bounds near side. Cross court pass to Dana Rose. Nifty catch in traffic. And she lays it up and through while being hacked on the arm. And she's at the stripe. That's a big answer. Nice three-point play chance after the timeout.
Well, they threw that a little bit late, and that's probably what got them the three-point attempt.
Rose at the stripe to convert for Fort Loramie. She dips the knees. It's in the air, in and out, lift the rim. Oh, great rebound. Myring right in front. Might have been hacked. Myring got it back. No, but a foul against Cedarville again. Bolander's got two field goals for Cedarville, but another young lady has got three. Rucker. At the free throw line for Fort Loramie, Marissa Myring connects. Foul in the act of shooting. She nails the first one. Three straight points by Fort Loramie since Cedarville got command by seven at 19-12. Myring drains both. 19-16. Cedarville up three. 3:40 left, second quarter. Ball thrown high post. It's caught there by Coe. Near side pass to a teammate who launches a wild three-pointer. It was Ellie Coe passing to Maggie Coe. That barely caught iron and ricocheted into the corner where Fort Loramie gobbled it up. That's just like a turnover, isn't it, Chuck?
Absolutely. Yep. That was a tough shot right there.
Straight away holdouts for Fort Loramie. Looks inside. Comes near wing to Kenzie Holscher, who resets the attack on top. 3:10 to go, first half. Near flank, it's Rose. Fakes left, goes right. Hands off in the corner to Holscher. She swings it on top to Radom, and they isolate Taylor that side of the floor. Then Holdhouse comes out to get it. Straight away, Myring. Cedarville's defense has been stingy. Here's a drive by Marissa. Reaching in from behind is a Cedarville player to flick the ball away, and the Indians come out of there with it.
You can't dribble through two people.
Here is Bolander. Looked like she was out of control. Split a couple Fort Loramie defenders. A little bit of contact, not much. Her shot was errant, and Fort Loramie got the board. Redskins have spied on Bolander extremely well, holding her in check. Three-point lead, Cedarville, though. 2:20 left, first half. Shot fake Myring into the paint. Pulls up, doesn't shoot. Goes to Holdhouse for a 15-footer. Got it. Beautiful shot. Myring found her.
Back within one.
Six straight points for the Redskins. 19-18, Cedarville. Down the right side, Rucker for the Indians. Near side pass, Bolander. Spots up. Let's go the three. No, off the back flange. Long rebound, Radiman. Flips it down the floor. Too far for Holdhouse.
Even if Abby catches that, I don't think she can stop herself enough. It was just too close to the baseline.
Izzy Bolander for Cedarville doesn't see a shot she doesn't like.
No, but if I'm averaging 20.2, I'm taking some shots.
Minute 48 to go, first half. Big field goal by Holdhouse. Two possessions to go for Fort Loramie. Fine assist by Myring. 30 feet away, Ellie Coe. Here's a long three-point shot by the other Coe. Pumped up there by Maggie. That was 30-foot distance. Barely caught iron. Over the back is Cedarville on the rebound as a Fort Loramie player tumbled to the hardwood. Team foul six on the Indians. Redskins are in the 1-1. Fort Loramie has tallied six in a row, down 19-18. Minute 25 to go, first half. Here's Radiman 30 feet away. Looking left side for Rassman. Near side Holdhouse. Long jumper by her. Swish! A two-pointer by Abby. 20-19. Fort Loramie rattles off eight in a row to go up one. Good rally by Fort Loramie. Driving into the lane. It is Butel for Cedarville. Makes a no-look pass. Fort Loramie gets an arm on it. It's on the deck. A jump. Arrow favors the Redskins. What a turnabout here in the last 2 minutes.
Well, they're making shots. It makes a difference.
Indeed. Head coach Carla Siegel called a timeout, and the complexion of this game has changed.
And I think they will allow Maggie Coe to shoot that 30-footer all day long.
Yeah, Cedarville, it may not have many true floor miscues, but some of these long shots the Indians have tried are as good as turnovers. Down to 40 seconds to go first half. Fort Loramie wants to play for one. Here's Holscher, Holscher, left side of the court. Holdhouse foul line. Right wing Meiring passes up an open 17-footer. Goes to Ratterman straight away. Now to Gebhardt, 25 feet out. 24 to play in the half. High post Holdhouse. Right flank Holscher. Long two-pointer for her. No good. Rebound Cedarville, nearly a walk. And the Indians come out of there with it, though, with 12 to play. Deflection mid-court by Holscher. Picked up by Bolander, 30 feet out. She sizes one up and missed it. No good. It Karam, far corner. Weak side rebound Indians. Two to play. Bolander again. It is a deflection or a foul. Let's see.
A whistle. I think they called a foul, and if they did call a foul, it should be after the shot. There is no way that's a three. There's no way that should be three shots. No way.
Whistle against Fort Loramie on the buzzer beating attempt by Bolander from 30 feet. Wasn't sure if it was going to be called a clean deflection or a foul.
Now, she fouled her, but she as soon as the ball was released, she bumped into her. Absolutely terrible call.
And Bolander is awarded three with Fort Loramie up 120-19. And they have put a full 3 seconds back on the clock. I'm not sure about that.
I don't
that.
Think that's going to happen. I think it might be one.
And they've got no monitor to go to, so I can't figure out what they might be trying to decipher.
Well, one official always pretends like he looked at the clock because they're supposed to, but they don't.
Well, Cedarville got bailed out. The first shot in that sequence was a way off the mark 30-footer by Maggie Coe. Cedarville somehow got the loose ball rebound far left side of the floor and then circled it out on top to Bolander, who was just several steps from midcourt.
This is a three-point gift if she makes them all.
Well, she has swished the first two. And it's 21-20 Cedarville. Scoreboard clock now reads .3 to go in the first half. And this foul shot, for all intents and purposes, will end the second quarter. And Bolander notched each of the three. Fort Loramie gets it into backcourt to Meiring, and that's it. Well, those gifted 3 points for Cedarville have allowed the Indians to take the lead, 22-20 at the halftime break. Cedarville up a deuce, 22-20 after Fort Loramie rallied from 19-12 down to take a 20-19 lead. Bolander's Hail Mary three just before the close of the second quarter was taken. It was ruled that Fort Loramie nicked her on the wrist as the shot was released, and the three foul shots for Cedarville enable the Indians to regain the lead at the halftime break. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between to south of Bodkins, where the food's not in between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your gift ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timberman. Tom and Jerry's is family-owned. It's built a quality name on developing connections a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, phone 937-295-3243. Cedarville 22, Fort Loramie 20, here at the half. Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Guyers patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, Nashville, Washington, D.C., even Alaska. They come from everywhere to Guyers. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Guyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Guyers, GAIERS Inc.com. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. The winner of this game between Fort Loramie and Cedarville gets Covington next Thursday in a girls' Division IV regional semifinal. The other matchup on that night will pit the winner of Game 1 here today, Tri-Village, versus the winner of the contest up at Wapakoneta tonight between Minster and Fort Recovery. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Pretty good job by Fort Loramie on Bolander. Other players, though, have chipped in for the Indians quite well.
Well, Bolander's got two baskets, but she is 5 for 5 from the free throw line, including the three-point gift at the end. Loramie, 7 of 21 from the floor. It's 33%. 0 for 4 from behind the arc. 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Cedarville, 7 of 18 from the floor. It's 38%. 1 of 7 shooting threes. Made all 7 of their free throws, as advertised there. They have a, Loramie has an 8-0 advantage on the off the bench. 8 turnovers for the Redskins. Cedarville turned it over 11 times. 14-12 rebounding advantage. Surprisingly, 5-4 Loramie on the offensive boards, as big as Cedarville is. Bolander was 2 of 7 from the floor, 0 of 2 shooting threes in the first half. She led Cedarville with 9 points. Rucker got 6. They got 4 from Cyphers. They got 3 from Magico. They scored 12 and 10, 22 at the half. Loramie led by Abby Holthouse. She had a nice first half with 6. Then they got 4 each from Gephardt and Holscher and Dana Rose. They got a two free throws from Marissa Myring. She needs to pick it up offensively in the second half. Yeah. They scored 10 each quarter. They trail it 22-20 at the half. The
Redskins solid on Bolander, 2 of 7 shooting for her, as you noted, averaging better than 20. Fort Loramie will take 4 for 14 for the game, but the other players for Cedarville have done damage. Indians could be ahead further, 11 turnovers and some very poor shot selection. Fort Loramie chipped away. Nice 8-point run late in period number 2.
Yeah, they got down, and that could have been a turning point to let the thing slide or to get back in it. They got back in it, only trailing by 2 at the half.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 22-20 Cedarville over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
I'm Jack, along with Chuck, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports in the upper Miami Valley. Cedarville has a 2-point edge over Fort Loramie, 22-20 here at the halftime break, as both teams tallied 10 in that second quarter. Cedarville was up 12-10 after one. Biggest lead in the game, Cedarville by 7, 19-12, with about 3 minutes to play in that second quarter.
I just got a score, the Anna, that they're trailing 29-18 at the half against Williamsburg.
Yeah, Williamsburg highly touted, one of the top girls Division III teams in the state of Ohio, up in the top five echelon all year long in AP polls, and Anna's got ground to make up. Brookins in Fort Loramie, a great eating place. If you haven't been there, give it a try. Carl Arns is now in charge, new owner-manager at Brookins. Carl is doing a great job. He's got a new late-night menu. He's taken over for Dale and Joyce Barhorst, who were superb for 12 years at Brookins. Now it's Carl's turn. The same fine menu, outstanding service and food continues at Brookins. It's the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is available, too. Brookins, the place to go for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there is simply no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins, BRUCKENS-USA.com. Our locale equipment student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. We recognize seniors for the Fort Loramie Redskins. There aren't many of them, but only four: Hattie Meyer, Abby Holdhouse, Grace Ruenkamp, and Heather Eilerman. We salute them all. Outstanding careers as student athletes here at Fort Loramie. LaCal underwrites this segment of our webcast every game. LaCal moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California in 1982, thus the name LaCal. And LaCal Equipment takes great pride in highlighting student academic success among our student athletes in Shelby County and the Midwest Athletic Conference. And here today, the seniors for Fort Loramie, Heather Eilerman, Grace Ruenkamp, Hattie Meyer, Abby Holdhouse, all being recognized by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, right away we start the third quarter, and Cedarville chucks up a long bomb. Was that Bolender, Chuck, or was that Coe?
That was Cyphers.
Cyphers pumped up a 28-footer, and Fort Loramie comes back down the floor, and Kennedy Gebhardt sizes up a three ball, and she drills it. Wow.
Got her feet set. That's when she is a real force.
Yep, good beginning for Fort Loramie to the third quarter, 23-22 lead. Cedarville began the half with very poor shot selection. Then Gebhardt rifled one in. Here comes Bolender down for Cedarville. A long one is in and out, no good. Rebound below the basket is good. Maggie Coe got the deuce for Cedarville, which leads by one, 24-23. Hopefully for Fort Loramie, that long-range jumper by Kennedy Gebhardt is a good start for even better things to come. Baseline left, it is Hattie Meyer. Oh. Throws it on the arc to Ratterman. Long three-pointer, yes! Taylor Ratterman shoots one in. Gebhardt and Ratterman with long-range bombs to start the second half for Fort Loramie, which is warming up. 26-24 Redskins. Bolender guarded tightly on the arc by Gebhardt. Here's a drive by Izzy. Strong, no good. Loose ball, rebound. Ratterman steps out of there with it for Fort Loramie. Good hustle play by her. Redskins have done a brilliant job on Bolender of Cedarville. She's now 2 of 8 for the game. Foul line extended right. It's Holdhouse. He carves out space in the lane. Shovel shot. Got it. Great play. Holdhouse and a foul. Abby going to work for the Redskins, who are on fire in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. 28-24, Fort Loramie, which was down 19-12 with under three to play in the second period. A nice run here, 16-5 burst by the Redskins. Holdhouse completes the three-point play. She drains the free one. Five-point lead, Fort Loramie, 29-24. Just 2 minutes into the third period, and Fort Loramie's registered 9 points already. Here's Bolander going cross-court to a teammate.
Oh, my
goodness.
Here's
a drive by Coe. Great block by Fort Loramie. That is a bad call.
Well, I think they did not call it on Holdhouse who blocked it. They called it on Ratterman from behind. So I couldn't see. The block itself was clean as heck.
Here's the free throw by Cedarville. It's pumped up and made. Shot pitched in by the Indians, Maggie Coe. Second one, lot of rim, backboard, and it's through.
Takes absolutely no time, but she made them.
Yeah, that's about as quick a free throw delivery as I've ever seen. Both of them went through. Yeah, Holdhouse got a clean block from the side for sure. Ratterman might have tagged the shooter from the rear. Hard to tell. Didn't look like it, though. 5.5 to go, third quarter. 29-26, Fort Loramie. 31-26, Fort Loramie. What a pass on the arc. Who made that delivery down inside?
That was Ratterman.
If Ratterman on the feed to Myring, who got the deuce, then a quick off-balance shot by Cedarville. Great rebound by Kaylee Cyphers, who hooked it in from 8 feet. Fort Loramie up the floor in a jiffy. Redskins trying to pick up the tempo.
That is the quickest held ball I've ever seen in my life.
That is a mistaken call.
I have never seen any of these officials before, and I don't know where they came from, but I can't believe anybody voted for them to do a game of this magnitude.
That was an instantaneous held ball against Cedarville. Fortunately, Fort Loramie has the arrow. Ball inbounded on the arc to Holdhouse, 25 feet away. Now to Rose between the rings. Circling on top, it comes to Ratterman. Left flank, Holdhouse. Long range shot, no good, hard. Rebound yanked down by Cyphers of Cedarville. 3-point lead, Fort Loramie. Here's a pass at midcourt. What a save by Ratterman. She broke it up, flipped it to Holster. Cedarville swiped it. Here come the Indians down the floor. High dribble by Sydney Wright, then taken away by Rose. Great defensive play by Dana Rose.
What a play by the freshman.
Woo! Rose all over the hardwood here today.
A lot of action.
4.5 to go, third quarter. Still a 31-28 game. Here's a drive by Holdhouse down the left side of the lane. Looked like a clear-cut foul on Cedarville. Cyphers wrapped her up. Ball went out of bounds off Cedarville. Fort Loramie possession below the rim. Boy, it's gotten away from the officials here in the third quarter.
I try not to bash officials, so I'm going to be quiet. I'm just going to tell you, these guys aren't very good.
Fort Loramie lobs it out back to Holdhouse. Whips it right corner. Jump shot, Fort Loramie. Air ball. Weak side out of bounds. Cedarville nicked it. Fort Loramie possession. 4:19 left in the third. 3-point game. Open player Holscher. Caught the inbounds pass right in front and dropped it in. Good alertness for the Skins. 33-28. Fort Loramie up 5 after being down 7 late in the second quarter. Here's an overplay out front. What a steal by Dana Rose to Holscher for the layup. No good. She was challenged at the rim. Good defense late by Cedarville. Loose ball sideline. The officials look at each other, and finally they communicate Cedarville possession. Tough break Fort Loramie, which missed a golden chance to streak ahead by 7.
Kenzie should have jump-stopped that time. She was so extended trying to lay it up, she could not get it up on the rim.
Here is Rucker on the arc for Cedarville. Fort Loramie overplaying that pass around the top of the circle. And here again, the Redskins' pressure caused Cedarville to simply lob it from 30 feet away toward the sideline right into the Indians' bench.
In her defense, the bench was open.
Redskins are turning the Indians over. Fort Loramie down the right side of the floor. Ball jabbed out of bounds by Rucker of Cedarville. 3:38 remaining in the third quarter. 33-28 Fort Loramie.
Now, this could wear on Cedarville because Loramie is just wholesaling subs in and out of the game.
If in terms of bench support, no comparison. Redskins playing 10 and 11. Cedarville going with 6. Inbounds pass, lob, cross court for Holscher. It sails over her head out of bounds.
Well, a good pass, and that's a layup.
Exactly. That's a play Fort Loramie tries from side court often. 3.5 to go in the third. Fort Loramie's done a great job in Bolender of Cedarville. Oh, here's a pass to the post, then a back cut. The catch and a layup by Maggie Coe. Nice action in the half court set by Cedarville.
4-point turnaround, bad pass, and then a nice play by Cedarville.
33-30 Redskins. Radiman on the arc. Boy, she gives up about 7 inches to Rucker, who's guarding her. High right, Holscher. Between the rings, Meyer. Left side pass, Myring. Looks for the cutter. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 3. Here's Hattie Meyer on the bounce. Now Kennedy Gebhardt, 25 feet away. Near side, Holscher. Shot fake. She dragged the pivot foot. 33-30, Fort Loramie. Redskins had leads of 29-24 and 33-28 in this period. Cedarville led 19-12. Beyond the midway mark of the second quarter. Here's Bolender. Here's Maggie Coe straight on. Off the screen, Maggie Coe drives into the lane, goes to Bolender, spots up and shoots the three. It's online, but way short. Wow. Boy, she's not shooting it well. Fort Loramie defending the star player for Cedarville, averaging better than 20 a game.
That was one of the few really good long looks she had, and she's thinking about it, you can tell.
Yep, she got a double screen, misfired. Timeout called, 2:22 to go, late third quarter, critical juncture. Redskins up 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie with a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Take advantage of Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, and more at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Well, Fort Loramie made a bad pass after the timeout, and then a very hasty, ugly shot by Bolender. She was guarded neatly by Fort Loramie. Didn't catch the rim. Redskins got the rebound. Fort Loramie up 3. Minute 57 to go, third quarter. High left, it's Kennedy Gebhardt. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. He's got a tire sale you will never, ever get tired of. It's your one-stop auto repair shop. Free pickup and delivery, too. At M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Here's Kenzie Holscher driving down the left side of the lane. Tough angle, bank shot, no good. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Yes! What a play! Firing got the two, and she was fouled. That's a standout, hard-working effort by Marissa Myring on the offensive glass. After the tough miss by Holscher, Myring was strong on the boards. And I tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie is being outsized on the front line by 4 to 5 inches per player. Myring hits the free throw. 36-30, Fort Loramie. A minute 29 to go, third period.
I was going to say, they had an advantage on the offensive boards in the first half. I think they've extended it a little bit.
Uh-huh. Cedarville at midcourt, now down 6 after being up 7 in the second. Here's the weave out high. Let's see if Bolender tries to take it over. Fort Loramie has marked on her all afternoon. Dribbling in from the left corner, it's Ellie Coe for Cedarville. She overshoots. Rebound Gebhardt. She's got Holdhouse in front. It's stripped at the basket, but a foul. No, it's a travel.
That's the right call.
Yep.
That's absolutely the right call.
Holdhouse took steps. She was out in front, racing down the floor like a thoroughbred. Needed one bounce of the ball, though, after she reached up and speared it going full speed below the foul line.
Well, quite honestly, I thought Rose also traveled before she threw the pass. So they got that one right.
Here's Rucker 25 feet away.
Wow.
Hooks the ball opposite, sailing it, airborne 30 feet across the floor for a teammate. It goes up into the second row. Cedarville Tech's got to be pushing 20 turnovers for this game.
Yeah, they had 11, I think, at the half.
And a number of errant shots resulting from poor shot selection. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 6. Team foul situation. Fort Loramie's got only 1. Cedarville 2. Here's Gebhardt. Here's Holdhouse straight away. Boy, a bucket here to close the third quarter would be significant.
Well, 25 seconds now. I think I'd go ahead and just keep running this.
Uh-huh.
Get the last shot. Be the worst case scenario. You're up 6.
Yeah, Bolander and Cedarville's body language not like it was in the first half. Kennedy Gebhardt out between the rings tries to stop her dribble and does stop the dribble but continues to move the feet slightly. It's ruled a walk, and now with 18.9 to go, Cedarville gets an opportunity to score the final points of the third quarter. Let's see if they set something up for Bolander of the Indians. Here's Maggie Coe on a weave to Rucker. Going opposite to Bolander. She's open, way short. We could tell from here. 7 ticks on the clock. Here comes Holscher for Fort Loramie. Forecourt left to Holdhouse. Baseline to the rim. It is good at the buzzer. Wow, that's enormous. Terrific drive by Holdhouse. She caught the lead pass from Holscher. Did Holdhouse in the left corner. She took it from the flank and drove hard to the hoop. Got the friendly hop on the rim.
Got an 18-point quarter for Fort Loramie there after only having 20 at the half.
Wowee. 38-30 Redskins after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
38-30, Fort Loramie over Cedarville, seconds away from the start of the third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. I said third quarter. Fourth quarter, Fort Loramie doesn't want to play the entire second half again. Fourth period upcoming. Redskins lead by 8. Excellent third quarter for Fort Loramie. Head coach Carla Siegel's team was on fire in that period of play. Cedarville possession as we start the fourth. High post, it goes to Cyphers. Now to Maggie Coe. She generates a long three-pointer and knocks it down. Big goal by Cedarville, which immediately whittles Fort Loramie's 8-point advantage to 5. Set play for Maggie Coe, and she rifled one in. 38-33 Redskins. Top of the circle, Rose. Gives it up right wing to Kennedy Gebhardt. Look at her drive and go to work. Missed it, no good. Rebound, Rose, overshot it. Ball volleyballed into the corner, and Cedarville's Maggie Coe tracks it down. Out ahead to Bolander. Bolander gutted by Kennedy Gebhardt. What a job she's done on her. Bolander splits a couple defenders, glides toward the rim. Is it in the act of shooting? That's important. No, it's ruled on the floor. Break Fort Loramie.
Okay, they called that on Gebhardt. If they would have called that on Holscher, that was going to be her third. Gebhardt only has 2.
7:12 to go in the fourth. 38-33 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed into Bolander, 25 feet away. Fakes right, goes left, into the lane. Falls down. There's contact. It's ruled blocking on Gebhardt. Well, to me, Chuck, that was a no-call. Gebhardt fell to the floor as she was backing up. There was belated contact. Could very easily have been whistled a travel on Bolander. Pretty good defense by Kennedy. Ball lobbed into the right corner to Cyphers. Baseline. Flips it back out to Maggie Coe. Fort Loramie up 5. Here's Bolander taking this game into her own hands right now. Drives the middle. Nothing there. Wild shot. Fort Loramie's got it. Gebhardt down the floor for the Redskins. A runner from the baseline. Hit the rim, came right back to her, and now the Redskins reset.
Good job of pulling it out and resetting the offense.
6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Meyering, head of the key. Left side pass, Kenzie Holscher. Holscher peers inside, nothing there. Three team fouls in Fort Loramie, two on Cedarville. Here's Meyering, 25 feet out, now Holscher. Redskins milk the clock. Boy, last two sequences for Cedarville. Bolander couldn't score. Oh, here's a great pass by Fort Loramie. Gebhard threw it on the money to Holscher over the top of the defense, and Kenzie got a gimme. Here's a shot flipped up one-handed by Sidney Wright. Off balance, 10-footer. Boy, that was ugly. Went out of bounds. Fort Loramie possession.
Just like another turnover, Jack.
Indeed. Cedarville timeout. Redskins up 7. 6 to play on Scores Broadcast.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Well, not at all unlike the first game we covered here today on scoresbroadcast.com when Rushi had a seven-point lead over Tri-Village in the second quarter. The second half was all Tri-Village, which won by 11, pushed it out to 16 at one stage. Here today, Cedarville led Fort Loramie 19-12 beyond the midway point of the second period. And since that point in time, Fort Loramie's outpointed Cedarville by 14 points. The Redskins have a seven-point lead.
Looks like Cedarville's going to go 1-2-2 defensively now. Let's see if when they send a cutter through. No, if they're going to trap.
Yep, Cedarville tries to trap it midcourt. Fort Loramie finds Holscher open in the lane. She's got it. Cedarville put three or four defenders out high trying to trap the Redskins. Fort Loramie slipped the track of the trap, and Holscher got a gimme in the post. Here's Cyphers barging down the right side of the lane for Cedarville. A lot of contact. She spilled, upset to the floor, and it's ruled a common personal. It will be inbounded by the Indians right of the rim.
Not sure why that wasn't a shooting foul.
I agree. Should have been. 9-point lead, Fort Loramie. Here's a baseline drive by Maggie Coe going opposite to right. Now on top to Cyphers. 25 feet away, Maggie Coe lets it fly. Air ball hit the boundary on the strike below the basket. Another turnover essentially for Cedarville, which has had a lot of them resulting from just simply bad shot selection. And Fort Loramie, having difficulty getting the ball in bounds, may have gotten a timeout to salvage.
4.5 seconds.
Yep. Might have been 4 3/4.
Maybe 4 3/4. I can already say that.
42-33 Redskins. 5:29 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Here comes Fort Loramie on the attack, ahead by 9, 5:24 to go in the fourth quarter, as the Redskins have turned the tables on the Indians, just as Anna has turned the tables on highly rated Williamsburg in the Division III district at Springfield.
Yeah, Chuck. They're up 38-35 now, starting the fourth quarter.
My goodness. Left side of the floor with the ball, Hattie Meyer for Fort Loramie, and the Redskins can sit on it, up 9, 5 minutes to go. Two team fouls in Cedarville.
They got four more to give before they put them in the one-on-one.
Right,
so.
Yep. Here's Holscher, top of the circle, enters the paint down the
lane.
Wow. Look at Kenzie Holscher go to work. Wow, she whipped three defenders.
She got all six here in the third quarter, or fourth quarter.
Kenzie Holscher is at a sparkling game for Fort Loramie, and Kenzie's just a freshman. 4.5 to go in the fourth. Long three-pointer, Rucker, Cedarville, hard, no good. Weak side rebound, Meyering, she's in trouble. Gets it out to Hattie Meyer. She darts down the floor. loops it ahead to Rose. Rose all the way to the rim. Oh, what a pass. Old House on the finish. Wow, Chuck, this is the best we've seen Fort Laramie play all year at the perfect time.
Boy, yeah, they're playing so well. That what an outstanding pass. You got a freshman that played no varsity during the entire season. They bring her up for tournament. She must be doing something right in practice because they've started. She is the first person off the bench, and she is playing outstanding. And another freshman, Holscher, has got 12 points now, 6 here in the fourth quarter.
Ninth grader Kenzie Holscher, ninth grader Dana Rose leading the charge for Fort Laramie, which is up 13 with 4:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Say, don't miss out on that array of a great inventory of furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. New furniture coming in all the time at Goffney. You'll be extremely pleased. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Take advantage of furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Here is Cedarville on the attack. A nice drive into the lane. A little fadeaway 7-footer by Maggie Coe. Skipped around the rim and went in. Cedarville pressing. Fort Laramie beat it. Marissa Myring, Cherry picking the other way. She's got two more. 48-35 Redskins. Fort Laramie blitzing Cedarville here in the second half. Rucker in the lane against Holdhouse. Fadeaway 10-footer. Got it. Nice shot by Rucker. Two quick hoops by Cedarville. Sandwiched around one by Fort Laramie's Myring. Here's a long pass down the floor by Holdhouse. And she windmilled her arm too strong as that one couldn't be reached by Hattie Meyer.
Set your feet. Don't throw a one-handed pass. Throw a solid two-handed pass. Nobody was close to Meyer.
Fort Laramie up 11. Steal by Holdhouse. Holdhouse on the wing to Hattie Meyer, who fakes right, goes left, around the defender, to the rack. It danced off the rim, no good.
Wow.
Great rebound by Holscher.
Tipped it to herself and was smart enough to bring it out.
Very aware play by Holscher. That was nicely done. Here's Meyer. Here's Holdhouse in the left corner. Goes opposite to Gebhardt. Long 18-footer. Got it! Kennedy Gebhardt buried it just inside the arc. 50-37 Fort Laramie. 2:55 to go in the fourth. Here's Bolander on the arc for Cedarville. Spin move in the lane. Meets resistance. Ball yanked away by Holdhouse. It's called a jump. Arrow Fort Laramie. Boy, the Redskins have simply thrown a web.
That young lady's
Bull Lender's been stymied.
She's going to sleep tonight, and she's going to see nothing but Redskins in her face.
She's got two measly field goals, 5 made free throws.
Have not scored in the second half.
Exactly. Third and fourth quarters, absolutely nada. 0 points for Bull Lender in the final two quarters, averaging over 20 a game for Cedarville. Redskins up 13, and Cedarville's going to have to foul. 4 team fouls on the Indians. Fort Laramie trying to spread the floor. Double team harassment by Cedarville, far side of the court. Here's an errant pass by Fort Laramie. It bounds into the scorer's table.
Kennedy should have hung on to that, kept her dribble, and then reversed as she tried to throw a real tough bounce pass.
At this point in the game, if you are Fort Laramie, you don't pick up your dribble until you for sure have a teammate available. Bolander sets her feet outside the arc of the left flank and bombs in a three-pointer. That's her first bucket in over two quarters of play. 2:13 left to go in the game. 50-40 Fort Laramie. Redskins airmail one way down the floor, and it is not caught up to by a black shirt. It goes out of bounds again.
They're almost playing like they want the clock to run out. They got to continue to play basketball.
2:06 left to go here in the fourth. Fort Laramie 50, Cedarville 40 on scores broadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Big shout-outs here on scoresbroadcast.com to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. And a shout-out to Doug Borchers at Superior Aluminum, all of the staff and associates there, too. Thank you very much. Presentation of high school sports here on scoresbroadcast.com. Not possible without support from Rushi, including the Jewelry Barn. It'll make your ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Tell shop owner Jolene Rinderly you heard all about her store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, we return to action. A quick, long miss by Cedarville. A timeout by Fort Loramie, which was slowed down in the half court. We worked the clock, Chuck, to a minute 38. It's going to be not impossible for Fort Loramie to lose this game, but it would take an enormous turn of events in order for that to take place.
Get the basketball, be strong with it, because they got four more fouls they have to give before they can make them go to the free throw line. So make sure if you get it, the worst thing that you should be able to do is get tied up, because if you get tied up, they got to bring the ball in and go the full length of the court. If you throw a pass that's turned over, they can go down and shoot a layup.
Yep. Arrow right now does favor Cedarville. But the Indians have been charged with only two fouls in this half, as Chuck noted.
Right, so they got four more to give before they can send him to the free throw line. Yep. They tried to foul a couple of times that way, and neither one of them were called.
Right, and you would think before Cedarville committed the next five fouls and eventually did send Fort Loramie to the line, and barring a Fort Loramie turnover, the clock should go from 1:38 down to not too much more than a minute left to go in the game.
I would say down to a minute would be good, and they would be thrilled with shooting at 1-1 with a minute to go and a 10-point lead.
Right.
But they got to take care of the basketball. They've thrown a couple of really bad passes against that press.
Holdhouse, Ratterman, Gebhardt, Meiring, Holscher on the floor for Fort Loramie here at the end. Ball inbounded by the Redskins, and right away Rucker hangs on to Meiring. That's team foul number three on Cedarville, which must commit four more before the Indians send the Redskins to the stripe. Fort Loramie up 10.
Only took 2 seconds off the clock that time.
50-40, Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie's been up by as many as 13. It goes now to Ratterman. Bolander comes out and chucks her. Bolander for Cedarville, a very subtle 12 points. She's been quiet. Only three baskets in the entire game. And the three-pointer by her in the fourth quarter, her only triple of this contest. Under a minute and a half to go in the fourth, they chase Holdhouse and foul her.
So they still got one more to give before they send him to the free throw line. That one took a few seconds off. It's 129.
That was team foul five on Cedarville. Holdhouse looking side court. Goes to Gebhardt in the corner. Right back to Abby. And Cedarville finally puts on the pursuit and catches up to Taylor Ratterman. And several seconds off the clock again.
Now, if you're Loramie, now you make a decision who you want to shoot free throws.
Yep. Well, Holdhouse will inbound the ball at side court. Let's see who comes toward her to receive the pass.
Gephardt's 2-for-2 in the game.
It goes to Holscher, 30 feet away. Holscher is trying to dribble away from white shirts, and they finally catch up to her. And Kenzie Holscher will get the 1-and-1 for Fort Loramie, with a minute 19 to go in the fourth. And Fort Loramie up 50-40. Fort Loramie trailed 19-12 beyond the midway point of the second period. Holscher hits the first and gets the bonus.
They are 9 of 10 from the free throw line in the game now.
Yep, dazzling free throw shooting by Fort Loramie. An amazing comeback after being behind by 7. And I think I even remarked at that point Fort Loramie was playing poorly. Cedarville was hot. And I noted that I thought the Redskins were in a little bit of trouble, that head coach Carlos Siegel's team got it turned around. Holscher made both foul shots. Bolander gets a meaningless drive down the lane. Good discipline by Fort Loramie not to foul her. And with a minute.
Absolutely.
Yep. With 61 seconds to go, the Redskins are fouled in backcourt. team foul 8, 1-1 again for the Redskins, who are up 10.
Surprised that they didn't. They got two timeouts left. I'm surprised they didn't call a timeout after their made basket.
Kennedy Gebhardt has got to 1-1 for Fort Loramie. She dips the knees, eyes the basket. It's right on target. What is that, 10 of 11 at the stripe for the Redskins?
That's 11 of 12.
Gebhardt again. She's shooting for 12 of 13 for her team. Little short. It caroms, though, long, and Holdhouse snatches it. Good hustle play by her. It goes 30 feet away to Gebhardt once more. She's wrapped up, and she's right back at the stripe with 56.8 to go. That was team foul 8 on Cedarville. By mistake, 9. The next one is the double bonus. 11-point lead, Redskins. Gebhardt eyes it and scores it. 54-42. Gebhardt's free throw pushes the lead out to a dozen. Second shot by Kennedy. In again. 55-42. Fort Loramie matches its biggest lead. Redskins will play Covington in the regional next Thursday. Here's a long three-pointer by Cedarville from the left corner. It's way overshot. It skipped off the rim. Went out of bounds this side of the floor. It is deemed that Fort Loramie grazed it.
I think they lost the coin toss. Nobody saw it.
And I don't think anybody touched the ball after it hit the iron. But Cedarville throws it in, throws it away at midcourt. It's gobbled up by Maggie Coe. And then it's batted out of bounds by Holdhouse. We're all the way down to 39.6 remaining. This game, Chuck, almost a carbon copy duplicate of the flow in game one that we covered earlier on scoresbroadcast.com. Loose ball into backcourt, traced down by Rucker of Cedarville. Long cross-court pass right into the hands of Ratterman of Fort Loramie. She intercepted it and was fouled. 27.4 to go in the fourth quarter, and the Fort Loramie fans are up in unison cheering on head coach Carlos Siegel's team here this afternoon. The lead is 13, Ratterman with the double bonus. 3-4 dribbles. She aims and hits the foul shot. 56-42. 14-point lead Fort Loramie. Just like game one today between Tri-Village and Rushi, the final score in this contest, not at all indicative of the first half of play. Fort Loramie was behind by 7 beyond the 4-minute mark of the second quarter. Rushi led Tri-Village by 7 points. 21-14 with over 3 to play in the first half. That game turned around just like this one. Second shot by Ratterman, also good. Some adjustments by head coach Carlos Siegel in terms of defensive pressure, offensive sets. Plus, I thought Fort Loramie's intensity, Chuck, in the second half was better.
Yeah, it was amazing. That kid's made some shots. Maggie Coe, only a junior.
Maggie Coe just shot in a 3. That was from downtown. That was an incredible bomb by her to make it 57-45 with 13.3 to go. And then a foul committed by Cedarville, sending Fort Loramie to the stripe for another double bonus situation. It's Dana Rose. Dana looks at the basket and sends one airborne off the back rim. No good. Well, it will be Fort Loramie and Covington in one regional semifinal next Thursday at Vandalia Butler. And in the other one, it'll be Tri-Village against the winner of tonight's game between Fort Recovery and Minster up at Wapakoneta. Free throws there by Rose.
Missed them both.
Yep. Errant on each shot was Dana. Rebound down to Cedarville. Ball knocked out to her right with 1.3 to go. Ball passed inbounds. Coe caught it, got off the three-pointer right away, missed it, and it's over. Fort Loramie Redskins really strutting their stuff here in the second half. Head coach Carlos Siegel and the coaching staff flash big smiles. That was a stellar performance by Fort Loramie, which turned this game around midway through the second quarter. and brushed aside Cedarville in the end by 12 points, 57-45. Izzy Bolander went two quarters without a field goal from midway through the second to midway through the fourth, averaging in excess of 20 points a game. She made four field goals, five free throws, had only 5 points in the entire second half. Those came in the fourth quarter after the outcome had long been decided.
Yeah,
she was not a factor.
She was not a factor.
Nope.
And if there's a coach out there and that's going to know how to slow down a basketball player, it's Carla Siegel and that staff. They do an outstanding job every time.
And Chuck, we'll take a break, then return, conclude our wrap-up of this game, announce our Clancy's Award winners, enjoy the district championship ceremony for the Fort Laramie Redskins, and then eventually close things out, head to Piqua for tonight's game between the Fort Laramie boys and Ansonia. Tip-off at 7, webcast time, 6:45 for the lower bracket sectional championship between the Fort Laramie boys and Ansonia. Fort Laramie girls victorious, pulling away from Cedarville late, 57-45 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Laramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, back here at Troy High School, where Fort Laramie has defeated Cedarville by a score of 57-45. We've seen some outstanding players here today. A number of fine sophomores for Tri-Village in game one. Samantha Whiteman leading Covington to victory over Legacy Christian in game two. Izzy Bolander, a star for Cedarville, averaging better than 20 a game, but she was stymied by excellent Fort Laramie defense here in game three. It just finished. Fort Laramie down to Cedarville, 57-45, although Fort Laramie trailed 19-12. With 3-something left in the second quarter, Fort Laramie was in a bit of trouble, scoring only 12 points in the first quarter and a half plus, and then Fort Laramie turned it on big time, scoring 45 points in the last two and a half quarters to blitz Cedarville by a dozen.
Well, I mean, there's some stats here that kind of boggle my mind, really, and that's not hard to do. Laramie had a 13-8 offensive rebounding advantage on a team that was much bigger than them, 33-21 total rebounding advantage. They outscored them 28-22 in the paint. They outscored them 17-9 second half points. They outscored them 18-0 off the bench. Then Bolander was 4 of 16 from the floor, 1 of 7 shooting threes.
Wow.
Let's talk Clancy's 17 points for Maggie Coe. She was terrific. She's only a junior. We'll see her again. On the other side, Fort Laramie was led by freshman Kenzie Holscher with 14 and 13 from Abby Holthouse. They got 12 from Kennedy Gephardt. They got 9 from Marissa Myring, the typical balance that you see all the time. Our Clancy's players for Fort Laramie going to be Abby Holthouse and Kenzie Holscher.
Clancy's in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And the Fort Laramie Redskins are proudly receiving their district championship medals. Individual players, one by one, receiving honors from the Southwest District Athletic Board. Just a stellar performance by Fort Laramie here today. Cedarville had the Redskins down by 7, middle part of the second quarter, and the momentum was all Cedarville. In fact, I remarked, Chuck, Fort Laramie's in some trouble.
They were in some trouble. And I'll tell you a couple of things. Cedarville went away from Kaylee Cyphers, who had a really good first half, and then she only got one more shot off in the second half. They quit going inside. They relied too much on trying to shoot the ball from the perimeter, and their press was effective a couple of times, but for the most part, Laramie got way too many points against their press for them to keep it up, but when they got behind, they had no choice.
And the Redskins, they complemented that pressure and some transition baskets by making some key jump shots in the second half. And Kenzie Holscher, wow.
Yeah.
Her scoring ability from 8-10 feet on in, she plays so much taller than her height. She has got long arms. She's very adept. Her savvy is outstanding. And Kenzie was a force. Head coach Carla Siegel told us a month or so ago that Kenzie does all the little things extremely well. The scoring will come. Tell you what, it's happened.
Like I said, I want to be her agent, because if there was some place for them to make money to go to college, oh, wait, there is. Just talk to Adidas. This girl's, her future, the ceiling for her, and I understand as a middle hitter on the volleyball team, she has her choice of which sport she wants to play, to go play real high college football or basketball or volleyball.
And the Southwest District Athletic Board has just presented the district championship trophy to the Fort Laramie girls. You heard the round of applause in the background, and now it's photo op time out at midcourt. Here's the situation now with regard to the girls Division IV regional. Tri-Village next Thursday at 6:15 at Vidalia Butler meets the winner of tonight's game at Wapak between Minster and Fort Recovery. So it's Covington against Minster or Fort Recovery next Thursday at 6:15.
Tri-Village.
I'm sorry. Tri-Village against, did I say Covington twice?
Yeah. Covington's going to play Laramie. Tri-Village is going to play the winner of Fort Recovery and Minster.
My mistake. Tri-Village, which won game one here today, plays the Fort Recovery-Minster winner, game one, 6:15, next Thursday at Vidalia Butler. And Covington, the winner of game two here today, tangles with Fort Laramie, the winner of game three here today, in the second game at 8 next Thursday at Butler. That's how the regional shapes up. We understand that Anna, which had overtaken Williamsburg in the second half, did get beat by 8.
Right.
So the Anna girls are out of the Division III tourney, losing in a district championship game today at Springfield. Nonetheless, an outstanding season for the Anna girls under head coach Jeff Maurer. Fine campaign. Anna got off to a slow start here in 2017-18. Great finish. Anna wound up 19-7 overall, one victory shy of 20 triumphs. Outstanding campaign for the Anna girls, who were beaten today by a Williamsburg team that I think was unbeaten. I don't think they lost all year and we're ranked in the top four or five in the state.
Well, you're down 11 at the half. You come back and take a lead.
Yep.
Sometimes you expend a lot of energy coming back from a deficit like that, and that's typical to have it just kind of falter at the end. They had a great season, though. I'm having a deja vu moment. Fort Laramie's cutting down district nets. I think I've seen this before.
Yeah. I think Carla Siegel, head coach of Fort Laramie, she dreams of cutting down nets this time of year.
I would, yeah, and she should be pretty darn good at it at this point.
Redskins won it by 12, like game one today. It was a different story in the first half. Tri-Village was behind Arushi through a quarter and a half, by 7. And here late this afternoon, Cedarville was ahead of Fort Laramie through a quarter and a half, by 7. Tri-Village turned the tables on Arushi in game one, and Fort Laramie turned it around big time against Cedarville here in game three. Only two seniors on that Arushi squad, which lost earlier today to Tri-Village, Whitney Plyman, Cameo Wilson, the only 12th graders on that Arushi team. Head coach Andy Timmerman's club should be right back here in the district next season. Redskin players individually cutting down the nets after winning the district championship and taking home the district trophy here today at Troy. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors, including our Fort Laramie game sponsors, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never, ever get tired of, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Excuse me. And thanks as well to Brookins in Fort Laramie. No good eating place like it. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville. Custom foam products in Fort Laramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for even more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Well, Chuck, the score of our first game, I've drawn a quick blank. I know it was 53-42.
Yeah, I just put the book away.
Yep, 53-42 game one. Tri-Village came from behind to defeat Rushi. And 57-45, Fort Laramie rallies with a great second half to turn back Cedarville by a dozen. Tri-Village and Fort Laramie take district championships in game one and three, and Covington took a district title in game two, downing Legacy Christian. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Our next webcast tonight at 6:45 from Piqua. It's the boys Division IV lower bracket sectional championship, Fort Laramie against Ansonia. Until then, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Troy, where the Redskins have beaten Cedarville 57-45.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.